You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. As President-elect Donald Trump prepares to be sworn in this Friday, protesters here in New York City are planning to challenge his administration and its expected policies. Among those protesters are the artists, painters and actors, writers and dancers who make up the city's vast and diverse cultural world. For more on this, we're joined by Charlie Herman, WNYC's business and culture editor, and Jennifer Venasco, WNYC's theater critic. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Jennifer, let's start with you. Donald Trump got into a Twitter war with the musical Hamilton. I think we all remember that. It raised a lot of questions about whether theater should be a safe space for everyone. How is the theater community responding to his inauguration?
They're kicking off what they're calling the Ghost Light Project. So tomorrow night at 5:30, people will come to a few places in the city, the Public Theater downtown, Times Square in Midtown, the National Black Theater uptown, and the Bushwick Star in BAM in Brooklyn. And at exactly 5:30, they will shine a light. As they say, they're going to shine a light in the darkness. This is actually a national thing. People are gathering in all 50 states. And the idea is that it's a kickoff for something bigger. You know, I want to jump on something, though, that you said, because, right, there was the Twitter war about them talking about a safe space. But the Ghostlight Project is actually talking about building a brave space, meaning a place where everyone can come, everyone is invited, but encouraging dissent.
Hmm. And that doesn't sound like a protest as much as a public commitment to stay engaged with the politics of the moment and what's happening in our larger society. Charlie, is that the same spirit behind something called the J20 art strike?
It is, but there's a little bit of a difference. I mean, this is a group of artists who are calling for what's really a strike. They want museums and galleries and theaters and concert halls to actually close for the day, because what they're saying is they want to, quote, combat the normalization of Trumpism. It is a very decentralized group, but right now there are several hundred artists and critics who've signed up, some pretty big names like Richard Serra and Cindy Sherman, Barbara Kruger, Julie Moretto, Marilyn Minter. I mean, these are big artists who are saying, you know, we want to take this moment to pause, to think about what's going on, to be aware of, you know, what do we do if there are cuts to public funding for the arts?
And the organizers of the J20 art strike are calling for cultural institutions to close for the day, as you say. What's the response to that?
Well, we're seeing some galleries are saying that they will close. And at the same time, we're seeing a lot of big institutions like the Met or the Guggenheim are saying that they will be open as usual. But there are a lot that are sort of responding to this. And, you know, the institutions are in a bit of a bind because they have the artists who they show their work. And at the same time, they maybe have donors and they have trustees and they have people who provide a lot of money who may not want their organization to be political or who maybe support the Trump administration and don't want to see something along these lines. But what we are seeing is the Queen's Museum is actually closing for the day. They're having something called the Sign of the Times. And what they say is they are very connected to the community there in Queens, the immigrant community that is feeling very vulnerable. So they're going to be encouraging people to come and make posters, make buttons, and use that in any way they want, in protests or any sort of activity. The Whitney Museum will be Pay What You Wish for the day, and they're having a series of programs and talks. The Brooklyn Museum is going to be doing a marathon reading of Langston Hughes' poem, Let America Be America Again. You know, but keep in mind this, like Jay was saying, this is not just something happening in New York City. It is a nationwide call.
And what do the artists and cultural institutions hope they're going to accomplish with these various efforts?
Really, they want to create a public debate and get people to remember what art is for.
You know, Ghostlight is really interesting because it's not just about artists coming together. It's a commitment by everyone involved in theater, electricians, dressers, ushers. They want everyone to come, and they want them to publicly commit to something larger than this one-day protest. They don't want to just make this kind of mealy-mouthed statement of diversity and inclusion. They want them to say, every Monday or every fourth Monday or every quarter, we're going to go and commit to volunteering at a soup kitchen or to teach LGBT kids to help them express their voices in theater or to call our legislators. They're really talking about creating something that can live on. They're saying, we believe in the arts and we want that to continue, and that will only continue if we keep the democratic processes in place.
And come together as a group.
Exactly. Mm.
Jennifer Vanasco is WNYC's theater critic as well as an editor here. Charlie Herman is WNYC's business and culture editor. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie.